Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Bab al-Hathi 'ala al-Izdiyadi min al-Khayri fi Awakhir al-Umri. The chapter on the encouragement to increase in good deeds in one's latter life. As a person is getting older and older, should now his focus go more on money? Should his focus go more on wealth? What should this person's focus go as he is increasing in life, as he is progressing in life? What should his attention go towards? So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought a beautiful chapter here, the chapter on the encouragement to increase in good deeds in one's latter life. The thing that he should be focusing on as his life is progressing is good deeds. How can my good actions increase? How can I live on a high when I leave from this dunya? How can it be such that my good deeds are my best? The last day of my life can be the best day of my life. Last moments of my life, how it can be the best moments? It can only happen when a person is increasing his actions, his good actions, he's increasing his amal, he's making an effort. And then when the person is gone, then those efforts that he made in this world, those efforts now will carry him in qabr, will carry him in akhirat. And also those efforts he made that still continue in this world, those efforts he'll be reaping the reward in the year after. All those worldly investments that a person has made, those worldly investments will come to an end. But the investments he made for the akhirat, the amount of money, time and effort he invested in people, in educating, in teaching people, in putting up and helping and assisting the poor, in charitable works, in whatever dini khidmat he made, or he made effort to see that the welfare of people are taken care of. So all this now that is still taking place after this person has passed away, he's still getting the rewards. Even in the qabr, it hasn't come to an end. Like that financial investments he made specifically for this world, those all will come an end to an end very, very quickly. As soon as a person passes away, now it all belongs to the heirs. But the things that he made effort for akhirat and actions, those things that still continue, he'll be getting the reward in akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah Ta'ala says, did we not grant you a sufficient age in your life so that lessons could have been learned by those who wish to take lessons? Did we not grant you a sufficient age in your life so that lessons could have been learned by those who wish to take lessons? And then the last part of this ayat is, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, that what has come to you, the issue of warnings has come to you. So let's do some explanation on this ayat of the Quran. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, and some other scholars also says, that what is meant by أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ, that have we not given you a sufficient age so that you can take lessons? What is meant by sufficient age? So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu and other scholars says, its meaning is, did we not grant you the life of 60 years? This is the view supported by a hadith which later on will come inshallah. Others are of the opinion that it refers to 18 years, yet others feel it refers to 40 years. This opinion about 40 years is the opinion of Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, and also Al-Kalbi and Masruq and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum. All of them are of the opinion that it refers to 40 years. It is stated that when any resident of Madinah Sharif reached the age of 40, he would devote himself completely to the worship of Allah Ta'ala. Another opinion is that it refers to the age of maturity. So here we can see the different ages. Sometimes a person has passed, the highest age you got here is 60. Sometimes a person has gone to 70, sometimes 75, 80. But yet a person is not concerned, what is going to happen to me tomorrow when my eyes close? Anyway, what is meant by وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, an issue of warnings has come to you. Some ulama, has Abdullah ibn Abbas, and the majority of scholars say that issue of warnings has come to you. What is meant by that is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come to you, he's brought this deen to you. That is what is meant by issue of warnings. Other ulama and other scholars say, no, it means that this white hair, the signs of old age has come to you. When the hair starts getting white, when the strands start getting white, all these are warnings that are coming to you, that maut is coming closer, maut and life is coming to an end. Closer and closer this life of akhirat is coming. So these are warning signs that Allah Ta'ala is giving to you. Now why ulama explains why the age of 40? There are other explanations for other ages, but the age of 40, why specifically is mentioned, that when a person has reached the age of 40, By now already he's seen the cycle of life. He's seen people passing away. He's seen people being born. Person seen what a child's life is. He's seen what a married person's life is. Now a lot of times a person who's 40, if his first child is a daughter, already by the age of 40 now he's already a nana. He becomes a nana very quickly. So a person's already now reached the age where he's about to be a grandfather. He was already a grandfather. So now he's seen the different cycles of life. If after seeing the different cycles of life, people passing away, people getting married, people going to old age, people getting sick, people healthy, he's seeing all this happening all the time, seeing loss and he's seeing gain. And after seeing so much, a person doesn't take heed, then when will a person take heed? Yeah, we've seen that the people of Madina Sharif, that when they reach 40, they would devote all their life now to deen. All their life would be devoted. In other words, now I'm coming closer to that end of ours. And so unfortunately, sometimes we get so carried away. Therefore, in Urdu, there's a nice saying that, Pachpan a gaya, lekin bachpan nahi gaya. The age of 55 has come, but yet bachpan, pachpan in Urdu means 55, and bachpan means childhood. So bachpan, 55 has come, but bachpan nahi gaya, but childhood still hasn't left a person. Once as Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was walking out with few of his satis, his friends, out of the Madina Sharif Haram, and when as you walk out and you reach the streets there, you see there's people selling things on the street, toys for children. Very often you'll see them selling these toys, like these aeroplanes that go, they move around a little bit. Sometimes they sell cars with lights on it. And they sell different toys, small cars, small aeroplanes, etc. So there was one person there, they was old, had a white beard, old man. So just to teach the satis a lesson, as I told that old man, then go down on your knees and play with that car a little bit. Go and play with that car. Now you must know the crowd that is there, the people that are there, people around. So he felt a little bit shy. As I said, no, go down and play with that thing. So then when he said it again, then Hazrat explained after that. Now why he's saying this. He said, look, if an old person has to go down and play with the qazi on the street, how embarrassing it will look, how foolish it will look that such an old man, such a big person, such a respectable person is playing with the cars down on the street here. He's pushing it and he's playing with it. So he said like that, when we are playing with the cars of the dunya, when we are playing with the things of the dunya, how the malaika are looking at us. But Allah Ta'ala has created us for akhirat, and yet we're playing with the small toys of this dunya. These things that are going to finish, we are playing with it, we're pushing it around, we're buying one building, selling one building, buying one car, selling one car, racing with one car. So the malaika are looking at us and they're laughing at us. And it's like a big person, like an old person who's playing on a plastic scooter that a child plays. People will look at him and laugh at him. It's plastic scooter, it's for children, but yet you're an old person and you're playing with it. So like that, when we get old and we start indulging in things of the dunya, then the malaika are looking at us and thinking, how foolish these people are. Allah Ta'ala has made them for akhirat. Allah has made them for bigger things. Allah Ta'ala has made us for bigger actions. But yet we are using our time and wasting it in the toys of this world. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.